All right, Mr. Riggs.
Item number 11.
Number 11.
This is our update on the underground storage tank program and including MTBE cases. What we have been doing periodically is putting in summaries of just some selected sites. Some of these have been higher profile sites in the past. For example, the first one here, the Cambria site, was extremely high profile with this board for quite a long time. It's going along pretty well in terms of progress towards complete remediation. The new information is in italics, so on page 2 you can jump right to the new information. And one of the things that's good news about this site is that they are putting clean up groundwater back into infiltration wells. And one of the benefits of that, just from a sustainability standpoint, is it means that there's less clean water to haul to City of Santa Maria for disposal. So according to the figures here, about one-third of the cleaned up water is infiltrated on site, and two-thirds is still being hauled off, but at least it's a step in the right direction. And the results continue to be improving. Points out here in one of the bullets, overall declining trend for MTBE concentrations. Any questions on that site? That one is that John's? Yeah, that's John Maharis's also.
Any board questions? Nope.
The second site we listed here starts on page 3. It's kind of the mystery site. It's the California Water Service supply wells in Salinas. And I say mystery site because the source of contamination is still a mystery. And so we've indicated here what's going on with the investigative work that Todd Engineers has underway, and they're supposed to come out with a report, according to this, mid-December, which would be within the next few days. And so we'll certainly be providing a report back to you in terms of the results of that report. And John Goney of our staff is right here and can answer any questions that you have.
Already answered.
Okay.
Any other questions for John? Okay.
The next site is the Camp Evers or Evers. What do you say, Mr.
Evers?
Evers, thank you. I'll ask the local. Evers combined site, which is a Ford gasoline service station corner of Mount Hermon Road and Scotts Valley Drive in Scotts Valley. Dr. Wei Liu is our staff person on this one. And again, in italics there, we provided the latest information. And we have some totals here, which indicates the gallonage, which is a pretty impressive number of 24 million gallons of water that has been treated, which has yielded almost 350 pounds of total petroleum hydrocarbons. And some of these figures, like 11 pounds of benzene or 67 pounds of MTBE, may not sound like much, but when you're measuring it in micrograms per liter, it takes a lot of micrograms per liter to come up with a pound. Any questions on that site?
Doesn't look like it.
The next one is the Quick Stop Market site in SoCal. And this is Tom's sales site of our staff. And I guess the newest information here is that we've approved a work plan to attempt to enhance bioremediation by use of an in-situ submerged oxygen curtain that infuses oxygen into the groundwater to try to speed up the breakdown of the contaminants. And it says that the Quick Stop Market is anticipating putting that system in during this quarter. Any questions on that site?
No, doesn't look like it.
Okay, and then lastly, we have our usual MTBE list and our underground tank summary report as an attachment per normal. We did provide a little summary here in terms of how we're doing this year. At the time of this report, staff reached closure for 6 cases where we are the underground tank lead, with 4 more that are pending well abandonment, and then we had the recommended 4 additional closures on the current agenda. So pretty good results for this year thus far.
Mr. Briggs, our region-wide MTBE list is shrinking.
I would hope so.
Yeah, I mean considerably from where it was 3-4 years ago.
Yes.
I mean, we're down now to just over 2 1/3 pages.
Can I address that real quick?
Sure.
Chris Adair, Regional Board staff. We've had some changes in the monitoring frequency for all of our sites. The state board had a resolution that asked us to reduce monitoring frequency to semi-annual for all the sites that we felt could. We have a half a dozen or maybe 10 sites that aren't semi-annual sites. Anyway, that reflects itself in that the list appears smaller, but it's because people are reporting less. And so if I was to go back 2 quarters instead of 1 quarter, it would show that there would be a longer list. I don't think that this is indicative of the possibility that we're actually seeing less sites. So there are still 150 sites that are MTBE sites in our region.
Chris, I thought that our list had all of the sites on it, regardless of the frequency of the sampling.
No, it has the sites that it has the most recent quarter's sampling. Mm. And I could put all the sites on there, but when I spoke with the board the last time I had this in, it gives the appearance that people haven't been monitoring when an April site shows up on the list. And so I confined the report to the most recent quarter. And the fact that we're going through this change right now, I think the monitoring frequency for the majority of our sites is kind of disjunct at this point because the change came in the middle of the year. And so we got a bunch of reports in June and July, and then we aren't going to get any until January. And so this really reflects the change more than the change in reporting more than the list itself.
Okay. So do you have a master list?
I do.
Okay. I mean, just so nothing falls through the cracks. So
nothing is falling through the cracks.
Yeah.
No.
All right. Okay. Any board questions for Chris? Okay. Thank you for that explanation.
You bet.